will not be televised.
Stay woke, stay black. The revolution ain't televised, but it's broadcasted live right here on the No Filter Podcast with your host. I'm Just Chico. Welcome back to the Morning Power Hour. That was Fireboy DML with Diana.
Diana, please don't leave Diana.
And as you guys can tell, I got my special, special co-host in the building, Miss Brown Sugar Bay. Hit him with the horns. Hello, hello. How are you doing today?
I am fantabulous. I have a new gadget.
Listen, guys, she has been on this thing since she got it. Now she got the keyboard. I ain't gonna lie, the keyboard's kind of dope. The keyboard is kind of dope. It's got the lighted keyboard with a trackpad.
I'm being ghetto.
Oh my god.
Y'all here. I feel real official right now. You know, I'm gonna make something on a Cricut that says Brown Sugar Bay.
Like that.
On it, you know.
Oh,
so
yeah,
when you see me walking around,
up to the,
mm-hmm, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be real official. When you see me walking around with my tablet, just know I mean business.
She means business because she's got the whole thing,
whole kit and caboodle.
Yep. So what we got going on today? It's Women's History Month.
It is. And so shout out to all of the beautiful queens out there.
Yes.
No matter what race you are, but especially the black queens.
Especially
us.
Guys, she dropped
Party
it.
Party file.
She dropped it already.
That's because I said I wanted to give a special shout out to the black queens.
Yes.
It was a Karen out there that didn't like that. So we're going to talk about, 25 of the most influential black women who changed history. So we're going to start off with my girl, Simone Biles.
Okay, Yes. Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind, guys, this is past and present, okay? Mm-hmm. So we got Simone Biles. She's commonly referred to as the GOAT.
The GOAT.
She is literally the greatest of all time.
Yes.
When it comes to this Olympics thing, ain't nobody touching her, okay? She has 11 Olympic medals and 30 world championship medals. Okay. She holds the title as being the single most decorated gymnast in history. Okay. So special shout out to Simone Biles.
Yes. It is
now this is Bay. Okay. Uh-oh. This has always been Bay, always will be Bay.
Right.
Serena Williams.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Hey, wait. Hold on, wait. Crip walking that thing, Serena. I don't care what they say.
Okay. People always got something to talk about.
Yeah.
Y'all just need to be paying attention to Trump and Elon Musk, okay? But anyway, Serena Williams has been playing tennis since the age of 14 or probably before then.
I think it was like 9.
Listen, I wouldn't doubt it. But she has been playing pretty much her whole life. And she is one of the number one most decorated tennis players out there. She has 23 Grand Slam single titles, 4 Olympic gold medals, and she has 14 doubles Grand Slams with her sister, Venus Williams.
What?
So listen, don't play with her. Put some respect on her name. It don't matter. She can crip walk to whatever she wants to.
Whatever she wants to. Super Bowl, Wimbledon, it don't matter. If Snoop Dogg can do it, so can Serena.
Okay.
Right?
So shout out to you, Bae.
Yes.
Next on the list, we have Toni Morrison.
Okay.
So, see, bet you don't know who that is. Let me tell you. Because I don't know either. Toni Morrison published her first novel in 1970 at the age of 39. The book, The Bluest Eye, unflinchingly explored themes of gender and internalized racism, setting Morrison on a prolific literacy course that would ultimately earn the American author a Nobel Prize in Literature in 1993.
Wow.
She was the first black woman to be honored with the distinction. Morrison would also win the Pulitzer Prize for fiction for her 1987 novel, Beloved. I bet you heard of that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Along with numerous other accolades throughout her celebrated career. So shout out to you, Miss Toni Morrison.
Yes.
Next on the list, we got Miss Josephine Baker. Josie?
Josephine Baker. I've heard that name before.
Mm-hmm. So Josephine Baker was a vaudeville. How you say it? Vaudeville? Is it vaudeville? Vaudeville.
Vaudeville.
Vaudeville dancer.
Mm-hmm. I think
she
would.
Well,
it's vaudeville today.
Yeah, okay. So during World War II, she became a spy for the French Resistance, passing on critical Nazi information to aid the war effort.
Oh, wow.
When she came back to the U.S., she was a target of discrimination and threw herself into fighting racism and injustice at home. She was one of two women speakers at the March on Washington in 1963, having spoke just before Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Josephine Baker, big shout out to you. Rest
in peace. Yes.
Jeez. Next on the list, we got Oprah.
Oprah.
Oprah?
Hey, look, Oprah has contributed.
Oprah Winfrey.
She's contributed a lot.
We don't even need to talk about what Oprah has done. Okay? Just know that the Oprah Winfrey show been around longer than.
You get a car.
Okay.
Everybody gets cars.
So her first big break was, did you know she used to be in beauty pageants?
Really?
Yeah. Before she started doing broadcasting, she was in beauty pageants.
I never knew that.
So for everybody who called Oprah ugly, your mama, because she was in pageants before she started. Yeah. So she started as a host on a Chicago TV show called People Are Talking.
Oh, wow.
And from there, she got the Oprah Winfrey Show, which has been on the air, or not anymore, but it was on the air for 25 years.
Wow.
25 years. So after that, of course, she founded her own production company called OWN.
Yep.
And then she became the first Black woman billionaire in the United States.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, I remember.
So don't play with Oprah. Put that. Some respect on her name.
Yes.
Let's see. Who we got next before we go to a break? Let's see. We got to get a good one. Oops. We going to talk about Harriet. Because who don't know about Harriet Tubman? Who don't know about Harriet? So Harriet was an American abolitionist. She's best known for her efforts to move slaves to liberation in the Underground Railroad, a network of anti-slavery activists. Okay?
Yes.
Her legacy, if you don't know who Harriet Tubman is, then I don't know where you've been. Because
that should be part of that, that black card.
Yeah. If you don't know who Harriet Tubman is, then you are not black.
Yeah.
Okay, so she is documented to have made approximately 13 trips through the Underground Railroad.
Really?
13. That means she went and came back
13 times
to save slaves. Come on, y'all.
Come on.
So,
yes.
She did that 13 times, leading dozens of slaves to freedom and was never caught despite a $40,000 reward on her head.
She had 40 bands
back
on
then,
her top?
Back then.
Wait, hold on. I want to see. Keep
and she was also the first black woman to serve in the military after helping the Union Army during the Civil War.
Wow.
Okay? So huge shout out to Harriet
Tubman. Huge shout out.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm going to look that up. I'm going to look that up. How much is 40,000?
Yeah, listen.
Yeah.
Oof.
I'm going to look that up.
Well, while you looking at it, I'll do one more.
One more.
Rosa Parks, because what you thought?
Yeah, hello.
What you thought? So Rosa Parks, if you don't know who she is the trailblazer that's known for her courageous participation in the Montgomery bus boycotts. Okay? She ignited the movement against racial segregation on public transit. Her defiance to give up her seat led to her arrest on December 1st, 1955, but led to revolutionary change. The United States Congress has since honored her as the First Lady of Civil Rights and the Mother of the Freedom Movement. Mm. What your face doing?
Huh? Listen, so I just looked up how much $40,000 today,
mm-hmm.
back then,
mm-hmm.
$1.5 million.
That's how you know Harriet was respected.
They put $1.5 million on her top.
And she made 13 trips. Which means people was helping her.
Oh, yeah.
People had to be helping her.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
So, yes, this is why I love being a woman, okay? Because it ain't nothing too big for us.
At all.
We move mountains, literally, okay? So, we gonna let y'all chew on that for a minute while we go ahead and take a little break.
Shout out to Rosa Parks, man.
Shout out to all of these ladies. We got plenty more to come. Plenty more to come. We don't even got enough time to go through all these beautiful black queens, but guess what? We gonna get through some more.
All right, we gonna take a quick break coming up. We got other bae. Oh, yeah, we got other bae. We got Janelle Monae with Flow, so keep it locked. This is more power.
All right, I have a coach. If you're willing to repeat. Repeat after me. All right. To the lives we lead.
To the lives we lead.
To the dreams we chase.
To the dreams we chase.
To the moments that we make.
To the moments that we make.
And the fucked up shit we can't erase.
And the fucked up shit we can't erase.
Welcome back to the Morning Power Hour. That was Janelle Monae with Flow. Gotta give her praise. All right, we're back. So we are talking about all things black women. Because who run the world?
Girls.
Who run the world? Girls. There we go. So who we got up next?
So, I'm multitasking. Do you guys hear me typing?
On her new keyboard.
On my new keyboard. Do you guys hear me? Do I sound official?
Clickety-clack. Clickety-clack.
All right, so back to what we were talking about, guys. I was over here making plans for Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? So next on the list, we got Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Yes.
In 2022, Ms. Ketanji Brown Jackson made history as the first black woman appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Okay?
Yes,
so
yes,
big
yes,
shout
yes.
out to you, ma'am. We know your history. We know where you come from, and we appreciate you.
Yes.
Next on the list, we got Mamala Harris.
Mamala Harris.
Come on, man. Mamala Harris, if you did not know, was the 49th Vice President of the United States. She was our first black Vice President, and she was our first one. Was she our first
She had a lot of firsts. She
because
was the first black Vice President.
Yep.
First
woman
Vice President.
First black
woman.
Yeah. Vice President.
And I don't know if they consider like her other ethnicities, but we don't
care about that. If you got a little bit of black, you black.
You got some nigga in you. So
she stands as the first female vice president in history, the highest ranking female official in U.S. history, and the first black and Asian American to hold the position. So big shout out to you, Mamala Harris. We appreciate you. You know it was a setup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't even got to go there, but
you know what it is.
We'll see you in 2028. Either you or this next young lady on the list, Michelle Obama. So y'all ready for this? Not only was Michelle Obama the first African-American woman to serve as the First Lady of the United States, but she also continues to be a source of inspiration through her efforts to promote health and wellness for kids in America.
That's what I'm talking about.
Her story in her best-selling books, Becoming and The Light We Carry, encouraged generations of women to dream big and never give up.
Yes. Yes.
Shout out to you, Michelle Obama.
I know y'all hear me.
Aww. And we gonna talk about Miss Miss Baby Who Ain't a Baby No More, Ruby Bridges.
So
if you guys don't know who baby who's not baby Ruby Bridges anymore, she's still living, by the way. Ruby Bridges is an American activist who helped the civil rights movement in Louisiana.
Yes.
She was the first child to desegregate William France Elementary School, an all-white school in Louisiana, which she was selected to attend based on her displayed intelligence at 6 years old.
Six years old.
She was also later painted by Norman Rockwell and is now celebrated as a courageous black woman who continued to fight for equal rights throughout her life. Ruby Bridges, that's not a baby no more.
Ruby Bridges is 70 years old.
Yes, and she's still thriving, okay?
Yes.
So next on the list, we got Miss Aretha Franklin.
Come on now. Come on now.
Miss Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, was ranked number one in Rolling Stone's 200 Greatest Singers of All Time. And it's been said that no one understood soul music better than Aretha Franklin, inspiring generations of singers after her, including the great Mary J.
Yes.
Whitney Houston. Franklin was also the very first female artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987.
Oh, wow.
I was 1 year old.
Come on now. Aretha. Yes.
So moving right along, I hope I don't butcher this name.
Well,
Wangari Maathai. I think I'm saying it right. Okay. So shout out to Wangari Maathai. She is the first black African woman to receive a Nobel Peace Prize for her efforts in environmental conservation. In the 1970s, she founded the Greenbelt Movement, an environmental non-governmental organization focused on environmental conservation and women's rights. She was also an elected member of parliament and served as assistant minister for environment and natural resources between 2003 and 2005.
Wow.
So shout out to you, Wangari Maathai.
Yes. Okay.
Coming to the stage, we got Nina Simone.
Nina Simone.
Okay. Nina Simone was representing for the raspy voice women out here in the world, okay? She had a massive impact on the jazz community, yes, as well as the civil rights movement. Yes. In her early years, Simone changed her name from Eunice Kathleen Wayman, her birth name, to her new alias, Nina Simone, to disguise... Yep.
Kathleen Wayman.
Yep, that was her birth name.
Wow. That is... That's an old name right there.
So she wanted to disguise herself from her family while trying to forge her career in jazz as a pianist and singer. A pianist. Between 1958 and 1974, Simone recorded more than 40 albums. Okay?
Wow.
She paved the way for Shenhamu.
Oh, my God. Right. Don't you do it. Okay. Stop it.
So these last two I'ma do, y'all gonna love. Okay. This is one of my favorites. Okay. I will never forget. I was in fifth grade and I did a talent show.
Oh.
And during the talent show, I chose to do Phenomenal Woman.
Yes.
By the one and only Maya Angelou.
Yes. Maya Angelou.
Miss Maya Angelou has a distinct voice as a black writer and activist. She left a legacy with her large body of work, including memoirs, poems, essays, and plays. She rose to fame in 1969 after the publication of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, one of her autobiographies detailing her early years as a young black woman. So shout out to the late great Maya Angelou, because she has been an inspiration to many, myself included.
Yes. She was born in 1928.
Yes.
She's been gone 11 years now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to put this list on my social media, but last on the list, I could not end this segment without, because I already know the Beehive is like,
oh,
I know Beyonce on that list. The bitch just don't want to say it. Well, guess what, guys? You're right. Yeah, I didn't want to say Beyonce first, but Beyonce was first on the list. And shout out to Bey.
Yeah, shout out to Bey. That's all we need to say.
So Beyonce, Giselle Knowles.
Okay? Giselle.
Yep, Giselle.
Her middle name is Giselle.
Yep.
I'm never calling her Beyonce. Swear to God. Swear to God. Never again.
Well, just know that by the time
Giselle
was nine, Giselle was performing with Girls Time, an all-girls singing group made up of her childhood friends. After being discovered by a producer, the group competed on television Star Search.
Star Search with Ed McMahon.
Come on now. And the rest is history.
Yes, I remember listen, because you know me, I'm older than Beyonce.
Yeah.
So I
not by much though, not by much.
By a year, by a whole year.
Yeah, that's not a lot. That's,
you know, whatever. I'm older. I don't care. Whatever. But listen, I can remember watching Star Search and seeing them on the show.
Really? Yeah, yes. I remember the group Girls Time.
I was like, oh, they good. Look at them.
So just in case y'all needed to know, Beyonce has become the most awarded female artist of all time, okay?
Wow.
She has a record-breaking 35 Grammys.
Jesus Christ.
And there's nothing else to say.
35 Grammys.
End of story. That's why I saved the best for last. I give credit when it's due, and I know Beyonce is y'all queen, and y'all worship her. And I'm not going to worship her, but I'm going to give her credit when it's due. Yeah. And Beyonce did that. Yeah. Okay? So, shout out to you, bae. You got a whole following. I hope y'all don't try to find me in the streets because I really like her. Okay, I really like her.
Shout out to you, bae.
But
Beyonce, Gazelle.
Did you say Beyonce?
Beyonce, Gazelle, Carter, Knowles.
I just like RiRi better.
I like RiRi better.
Yeah, too. I just like RiRi better. But and I love Beyonce. I just love RiRi.
Speaking of RiRi, let me tell y'all something. Go tell your friends. Go tell your friends now. Ease up off her.
What they saying about
RiRi? Ease up off RiRi.
What they saying about RiRi?
Talking about she look like she getting fat.
She is. That's that happy weight.
She popped out 3 goddamn babies and she's getting stuffed down by ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
So all y'all, sit y'all ass down.
Okay. Y'all sound like y'all mad.
Okay, y'all mad.
It sound like y'all mad, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Let Rihanna gain her weight in peace.
She can be whatever the hell she want to be.
Just, y'all need to leave her alone so she can come back out with some music, okay? Because I miss her music.
There you go. Now, with that being said, we're going to slide.
We're going to end on that note.
We're going to end on that note. We're going to slide right on into the Mid-Morning Power Mix right here on Global R&B 96.3.
Hey, man. Say, man. It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party.
96.3.